because he gave me an assignment. And I'll get into that way sometime later, but this is what he got me to do now. There's some things that must be done. Amen. Y'all can't disrespect what God has blessed and get so tired and so caught up that you can't show up on Wednesday night and Sunday morning. Let any little thing. Y'all vacations, and everybody ought to take a vacation. But y'all holidays and stuff y'all set up, family reunions, I'm just going to say it. You ought to plan it around and not let it interfere with what God is doing.
Amen.
Everybody ought to have a vacation. I don't know if I take enough of them. But you ought not to take them where they affect. Other words, you ought to be led by. You say, Lord, should I take it now? Now, some people just leave because they want to leave. And don't go out here and say, Pastor, say, you ain't got no business taking no vacation. I did not say that. I never said that. And then we finally got some, not quite yet, but we got some. You're gonna set a funeral on Sunday at 11 o'clock? Come on, people. He dead already. You got plenty, you got 6 other days. And then when the Lord starts pointing out what's causing the problem, people take offense. They go out and say things. You just stop before God's power in your life. And some people think, because I can get a few things, I'm all right. No, you're in trouble. Because when that thing hit your house, and you got that offense, that's what got John's head cut off. He took offense. He took an offense. You cannot allow it. Jesus said these words. See, you cannot be offended when the Lord tells you something to do and give you instruction. You got to change your plan and say, Lord, you're right. Come on now. You can't get offended when he tells you, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now, hear what says the Lord. Be thou faithful until death, or be thou faithful until your commitments, and then God will reward you. But some people get offended, and Jesus warned the disciples about it. It's a deadly thing. Amen? I'm closing. It's 12:01, so that means I got 1 minute. And I borrowed the other, so I'm going to borrow one more. Don't you change on me just yet. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. So what do we do? We say, Lord, you know, I'm sorry. You're right. I want your blessing. I want what you have more than what I'm being deceived in, thinking that's right. That's what religion do to people. It deceives people. It sound good. It make you think you got something. But when you get in the flow of the power of God, that means the glory shows up. And when the glory shows up, that means the devil and demon got to go. That means you've gotten yourself in a place where you're wide up for the charge. I'm going to say it like Pastor Tracy said, and I'm closing with this statement. Try plugging a 110 and a 220. Get your half drive. Which is 110, plug it in 220. It's going to take out zero power. Well, that's the way most people, when they're offended, if God would turn that power loose in them, they'll go, pow! So he's not going to turn it loose until you get wired right. He's not going to turn it loose on us until we get wired right. The glory is here. But you got to get wired right. You understand what I mean? It means you got to get rid of all the little this and that and that and that. And say, okay, Lord, you're right. Well, Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Wow, we just bless him for a minute. Father, thank you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. 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 Thank you, Father. 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 God want to heal somebody.